Thank you very much, Chair. I'd like to, Your Excellencies, Honorable Minister of Justice for Benin, the Permanent Representative of Benin, Madame Razaki and Madame Huguet. I extend a warm welcome to you to this constructive dialogue with the CEDAW Committee. I'd also like to join our Chair in welcoming Madame Huguet back to the committee in a different capacity, but Your Excellency, once a CEDAW member, always a CEDAW member. I congratulate the Government of Benin for its recent election to the Human Rights Council and the signing of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, and I congratulate you on the numerous efforts mentioned by His Excellency, the Minister of Justice, that have been undertaken by the government to advance women's rights. Your Excellencies, your membership at the Human Rights Council is a very significant step to show your commitment in advancing women's rights, and it also sets a very high standard for your government to lead by example in promoting and protecting the human rights of its people, especially women with disabilities, rural women, elderly women, refugees, migrants, and asylum-seeking women who continue to be disproportionately impacted by human rights violations. Your Excellencies, Benin is a pioneer of gender equality and women's rights. This is because of your rich history, where the Kingdom of Dahomey in the 17th to 19th century had all female military army and warriors known as the Agoji that played a very critical role in protecting the Kingdom of Dahomey and expanding its influence and territory. However, Your Excellencies, as mentioned in your statement, there are still gender gaps that reflect that Benin's historic glory needs to be reclaimed. It is our hope that this constructive dialogue provides a great opportunity for the government to implement our recommendations so that Benin can reclaim its rightful place as a pioneer of women's rights and gender equality, and ensure that women in Benin have equal access as men to opportunities in all political, social, and economic spheres, both in private and public spaces. We hope that this constructive dialogue is one that will richly benefit both the women in Benin, the civil society, and the government in Benin. Thank you.